Welcome to the Rick and Maddie podcast.
Welcome.
I'm here with my co-host and good friend, Matt.
Matt.
I am Rick.
This is Rick.
And this is Matt.
And this is Rick.
And I am Matt.
And I am you.
And we are me.
And we are me.
Welcome.
Welcome. That was like the most stoned out intro ever.
I hope you enjoyed that intro.
Yeah, it'll be better. All right, man.
What's
how you
up,
been, man?
Okay, just chilling, bro. Just you know, starting with this podcast. Welcome to the Rick and Maddie podcast.
Welcome.
This is the first of many episodes. This is a continuation of the Juicy Cast.
Juicy Cast.
Of course, the Juicy Cast no longer exists. We still have the episodes up, but we decided, I guess our first topic of conversation should be how we started this.
Yeah.
So, okay, as a few of you guys know, we have the Juicy Cast, which was originally Matt, I, Chewy, Yahir, and I think that's it, the four of us.
Yeah, just the four of us. Just the two of us.
But after the first episode, we really didn't have the other guys on. It was only Matt and I, you know? So after five episodes of the Juicy Cast, we decided, you know what? Let's just... those other guys were hosts as well. We thought it'd be unfair of us to continue the Juicy Cast without them. So we decided to just cancel
upgrade.
The Juicy Cast. And yeah, we decided to make our own podcast, which is the Rick and Maddie podcast.
The Rick and Maddie podcast.
Of course, I'm Rick, and
I'm Rick,
and I'm Maddie. And
yeah,
we are together talking about I was thinking about this line in the shower. We're two questionably heterosexual men talking about questionably heterosexual topics.
About heterosexual.
Questionably heterosexual.
Yeah.
Because
head.
We're not completely hetero.
We're just head.
And I'm the row.
Yeah, and I'm the sexual.
Yes. But
yeah.
Yeah, but this is going to be our new format. Of course, we are doing this on Zoom, so this is going to be a lot easier for us to get together more often. Because the reason why we lagged it so much on the Juicy Cast was because we just never were together. It's always a good time when Matt and I are together. And we have this sort of chemistry where we could just talk for literal hours about nothing. And that's another reason why we decided to kind of go away from the Juicy Cast. Mainly because Matt and I, we already have that sort of good chemistry where we could just sit down and talk for literal hours. We have done that on multiple occasions without, you know,
sober
or anything like
and
that.
Not sober.
Sober, not sober. Mostly not sober, but hey, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Don't do drugs.
But, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. But, so we decided to make our own podcasts. You know, we're going to do this hopefully more often, and it's going to be for sure more often because we're now doing this on Zoom. The audio is going to be way clearer. There's actually videos now, which we're going to post on YouTube. On, you could listen to the audio recording of this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, I think also Deezer, SoundCloud, everywhere else where you
except
could find
Pornhub.
Podcasts. I know, sadly not Pornhub, but
yeah,
that would be very, very likely, and I would love that. Pornhub, please contact
but
us.
We can't do it over Zoom because it's like masturbation videos. That's like not accurate.
Not accurate, but accurate. Yes. So we're going to be posting the video versions of these podcasts on YouTube if you have time to watch them. By all means, we're going to be doing a lot of stupid shit now that we could actually see each other and not have to worry about...
I see you.
I see you too, man.
I see you, man.
And we won't have to worry about like just focusing on more of the audio aspect of things. We could actually... do stuff on the actual screen. You could see me. I could wave my arms around. I could do shit. And the audio will be just as good because there's no echo. I'm speaking directly into a mic. Matt, unfortunately, has a bit of echo, but that's tolerable, and you could hear him better than if...
What if I talk like this?
There's still echo, man.
Hear echo.
Get a fucking mic.
You look like a mic.
I am a mic. But yes.
I'm the head. I'm the head and you're the mic.
I am all head. I have a big dome.
Okay. Which okay. one? The one in your pants?
Both, man. I just have big domes.
Both. And
both.
Big domes and big dick.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's pretty much why we started this, just because we have good chemistry, the two of us, and we decided we might as well just go off and make our own podcast. So we're going to have guests coming on every now and then, good friends of ours, as well as just people we find interesting. If they decide to join in, obviously it'll be a lot easier because we don't have to drive them in to sit down with us. We could just,
you know, a fucking mask and shit, like, yeah, stay exactly. 6 feet apart. I was like, wait, but it's a video.
Yeah, exactly. So, also video recording. Finally, last time during the Juicy Cast, we would always try to do video recordings, and we try to find very, very complicated ways to like record them. And this is just the easiest way. It doesn't require that much editing and whatnot. And we could just, you know, chill and talk, and then the camera will go on us and go to you as well. If you're talking, you know, just go back and forth. So this will be a lot easier. You'll actually be able to see us, just talking about random shit. So once we do post these on YouTube, let us know if we need anything to change, if you want us to, you know, maybe change some audio stuff, add some things here and there, if Matt needs a mic or if he's good the way he is, or just anything like that, that will, you know, what's the word? Opinions? No, not opinions, but rather critique is always tolerated. Critique. Yeah. You know, we're always going to accept critique. If you want us to change some things, we'll try our best to do so. So, yeah, but what's been going on, dude? I guess just to get back to it, what have you been doing to kind of, you know, keep yourself busy during quarantine? I mean, quarantine's not that hard anymore, but COVID's still out there and still dangerous to go out and whatnot, you know? So what have you been doing to keep yourself busy?
I think I've smoked a whole lot more weed in my life. during this whole pandemic. Little drinking here and there. I have been hitting the gym more often too, but then again that also gets boring because it's like outside, and usually when we go to the gym we go together, we have a badass time at the gym. But unfortunately, due to COVID rules and regulations, at the gyms now suck dick.
Yeah, they do.
Damn. But I've been smoking a lot. School, that's getting fucking boring. One thing I don't want is for us to still be in this pandemic during summer because it's gonna be hot. Who the fuck is that?
That's my brother who came in while we were recording a podcast.
You need to get a recording sign on your door.
I know. I do need one of those. He came.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
I know. Oh. But sorry about that interruption. Continue.
Oh, show the people your sweater. Show the people your sweater.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got this sweater.
It's not that
crazy, but I mean, my brother just, cool, he said he got it for him. My brother's like 3 inches smaller than I am.
3 inches? He's like 3 inches big.
Yeah, but I am, he's just, you know, he's 3 inches tall.
And he's like that fucking big.
He's 3 inches tall, and this shirt, the sweater was too big, man. So he gave it to me.
The sweater fit him like a house.
And yeah. So, but fuck.
What about you? What has changed from the beginning? I mean, before the pandemic and now. I mean, as far like school, obviously, but other than that, what has made a big difference in your livelihood since before and now the pandemic?
Just going out. I feel like I've been a lot more paranoid to go out, because like at first I didn't really think much of it. I was like, you know, like whatever, like COVID exists, so I'm not gonna get sick anytime soon. But But then my brother ended up getting COVID not too long ago, maybe like a month ago or so. A little more than a month ago. And that was like a kind of reality check for me, because I was like, holy shit, this came inside of our home. Like it
literally nutted in your house. Like, here's COVID.
Yeah, but once we found out that my brother had it, it was crazy, because I had just made contact with him a few days prior to him finding out that he's positive. So pretty much like it was a huge reality check. I started walking around the house with a mask. My brother, we locked him in his room for like 2 weeks straight. Couldn't get out.
Locked him into a chain to the bed.
Yeah, exactly. We chained him down. We would drop food off in his room with a mask on, like three masks on.
Then, like with one of those clamp holders, like
hold
the shit. So like, here. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't drop it in with that, but I would wear gloves and then
just throw it at him.
But it's crazy.
Here's your fucking pancakes.
Because after literal like 4 weeks, he still came out positive, which is insane. Because at that point, the symptoms were gone. He was just coming out positive.
We need to pause this video real quick. I'm gonna edit this out. But
why?
We need to pause it. Just pause it.
Sorry about that.
And we are back.
We didn't edit that out. But
no, Matt, we will. What do you mean? What are you supposed to say?
Matt had to take a call real quick, but we're back.
It was a drug call, so I was trying to deliver some drugs.
He was getting about 3 kilos worth of cocaine.
And it was baking soda, but that's why they were calling me back. Yeah, they called me back and they were like, dude, why'd you just, you sent me baking soda. I gave you $5,000. It's like, I was drunk when I took that.
How did you suspect it was coke? Surely you could understand that baking soda has like a different scent, and coke doesn't.
I sold it to like some elementary school students.
So you sold the coke to the elementary school students, and you gave the baking soda to the guy?
No, I gave the baking soda to the kids, and then I kept the real coke.
You kept the coke.
Yeah. That's what
you said that you gave it to the guy and he said it was baking soda.
This is personal information, okay? This is personal information. People don't need to worry. No, you know, COVID is a bitch. People need to make money nowadays.
Hey,
those kids.
No, you didn't realize that you just fed kids 3 kilos worth of cocaine expecting it
baking
to be
soda.
Baking soda.
No, I gave them baking soda. So now they have 3 kilos worth of baking soda, you know? Now they don't have to, they could save their money.
But who did you sell the actual coke to?
I kept it.
You kept the coke?
I kept it.
But you actually wanted the baking soda?
No, I have too much baking soda. AKA cocaine.
So did you mean to give the kids cocaine instead of baking soda?
At first I thought I was supposed to be selling it to somebody else, but then they
showed up and you're like, well, these kids are like 12 and 11.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, here you go. Drugs. That's bad. It's really bad.
That is horrible. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a fucking drug. It is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's fucking amazing, man.
Does a lot.
For
Spotify and Apple podcasts, he didn't actually snort cocaine.
Yeah, I snorted.
All right, let's move on.
Let me clean my nose real quick.
Oh yeah, of course. But yeah, you're not. You're not gonna fucking edit it out. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
But so yeah, kind of going back to the original topic before Matt was rudely interrupted by whoever called him.
Cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine drug dealer. But something that's really changed for me is like just being able to go out. Like, I mean, before, my brother ended up getting.
I know, we always used to go to the fucking lounge and go get sushi.
Yeah, and now like I'm just terrified to be in a crowd. Not even for social anxiety, because I could be in a crowd. I've been to multiple shows. It's just being in a crowd full of people that may have COVID, that shit is scary. So kind of something that I've been doing to keep myself busy is I've been learning a shit ton of music, bro. Like a shit ton of music by ear. Like I've been trying to just listen to a song, just put my headphones on and just figure out each individual note and chord I could, even if it's fucking difficult. And I'll just play that. And like, I'll obviously film videos and put them on Instagram and whatnot. And that's practically what I've been doing, dude. It's been fun. Like a lot more fun. Cause I was so used to going out, you know, but now I'm like, I'm chilling, you know? And then I could like obviously have these
time alone.
Excuse the,
it's, oh, cops are here.
Fucking amber lamps outside.
The cops are here. Hide the drugs.
Actually, yeah, there were cops. Oh, fuck.
Hide the drugs. Sniff it.
No. I'm sorry. Cops are.
Fuck yeah.
They're after me because I'm Mexican.
Yeah, he's Mexican. They were trying to. You brought back like a few pounds of kids.
A few pounds worth of kids.
A few pounds worth of kids. Yeah. Sold them for cereal bars. We are not high.
We are not high. Drugs. Although that would be fun.
Okay, so in the beginning when we first started the podcast,
yeah,
I remember we were
well when we started stoned. The Juicy Cast.
Yeah, when we started the Juicy Cast, we were always smoking. I was like, dude, we gotta save this blunt for when we do the podcast. So next thing you know, we're over here smoking and chilling by the pool and started the podcast. Next thing you know, we're just talking about a bunch of random stupid shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
The second episode of the Juicy Cast is one of my favorites because Matt and I have just gotten back from, I think I had a pen on me and Matt, you had like actual flower.
I had a bunch of weed.
And mine was an indica and you had a sativa.
Yeah.
So we practically made this sketch hybrid. And I took a couple hits from my pen and you took a couple and we took a couple hits of your actual weed.
That was a fun day though.
And we just came with our eyes like fucking red and shit. And we're just stoned. And
that was a good thing that we weren't on video. That was a good thing we weren't on video.
Yeah, because, well, it was a really sus podcast because we were doing it outside of the apartment you were living in at the time.
And, no, we were doing that. You hear his house out of this pool. No.
That was the first episode.
Oh, okay.
But the second one is where we were stoned and
we were just doing a barbecue by the pool and shit.
Yeah. So,
dude, that was fun. I always miss when we used to like meet up and we'll go get some bunch of steak and just cook steak and bunch of shit, fat ass steak, big pieces of meat.
Some big old fucking pieces of meat, man.
Big ass meat.
Yeah, bro. It used to be fun. But I mean, that's another thing that I miss like really badly about just going out in general and just having, you know, a good time. Matt and I, we would always make plans and just always meet up. And like 2 years ago, there was a moment in our lives where nonstop every day, gym every day.
Gym.
Just straight go to the gym every day.
Steroids at that point, and gym all day.
No. No steroids. I didn't take fucking steroids. This guy tried
to take a lot.
Taking a small amount of steroids.
And we did take a lot of in and out though.
So what we would do is we would like go to the gym. We would stay there for hours, dude, till 1 a.m. I remember staying there till 1 a.m. And we would just work the fuck out. We would get C4. There's this pre-workout drink called C4 that has creatine instead of caffeine. And I remember I never liked C4 because it would make my body feel fucking tingly. Hot and tingly. And I would get like, it would hurt, bro. It felt like there were needles poking my skin and shit. Yeah. And that shit was crazy. But dude, those were the days. Afterwards, after we would get fucking, after we would, you know, get a good old workout, we would go to In-N-Out and just regain all that fucking shit we lost at the
gym. Oh my God. I was getting big though because of all the shit that we were eating.
Dude, it's because, okay, we were working out and then we would get a shit ton of protein with that fucking meat. Because not only would we get a burger, well, I would get a burger, but you would get Flying Dutchman's at In-N-Out. And In-N-Out and Flying Dutchman's are just, for the people that don't know, if you've never heard of the Flying Dutchman, Where the fuck are you? Are you hidden under a rock? Flying Dutchman is patty, cheese, patty. That's it.
That's all.
Nothing
it is.
Else. There's no bread. There's no lettuce. There's no tomatoes. There's nothing.
Just that shit's patty. Delicious though. Like
those shits are fire, man.
Bomb.
I remember once. But, continue. My bad.
Remember when I got my 4x4?
And oh my god.
That was You were like, dude, you never had a Flying Dutchman? I was like, no. I was like, okay, get one. I was like, all right, I got one. And then I was like, fuck it, let's do four. And then you're like, what the fuck?
No, because no, that was after. Because you didn't know what it was, and I tried explaining it to you, and you didn't believe me. So you got it, and it came in a big old box. And then you open it, and it's just a little patty. And you're like, yo, what the fuck is this?
I thought it was just going to be like some lettuce and cheese. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like two patties with cheese in the middle of it.
But then it was bomb. After it was that, delicious. After that, you started getting four at a time, stacking them on top of each other, and just taking big old bites from them.
In the 4x4, remember that?
You added more meat to the 4x4.
That shit was amazing. Oh my god, they should make that as a burger. That'll be like it was an 8x8. Oh shit, it was an 8x8. Because there's only four patties in the 4x4 and then four Flying Dutchmans. That shit was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. Yeah, it was fun. Those days were fun, man. But then things started going downhill. We won't really get into too much detail about that. But we pretty much lost it. We started not going to the gym as much. We still hung out a lot. But
just not at the gym.
Not at the gym, yeah, no. But damn, dude, that's crazy. We got to start doing that shit again. Once places open up, we need to get a membership at the same gym together. And just fucking, we got to get back to that shit, man. Because I still have a video of me doing a plate each. And I did like 15. I mean, that's not much for a lot of people that work out. But I mean.
You were in what grade at that time?
I was 10th grade, man.
Yeah, 10th grade.
And I was doing a plate. And I was just going ham on it, dude. And like my legs were bulky. Because we would do leg day pretty often. And I remember your dad was trying to tell you,
like, stop working out. It's not good for you.
My mom, bro, she would start fucking getting paranoid. And she'd be like, oh, you keep on working out like that. It's like, are you taking steroids? I'm like, bitch, I'm just getting bulky. I'm just getting bulky.
She was like, you better be taking steroids.
I'm like, dude, I'm just getting bulky. I'm literally getting big. And
then she's saying that the C4 powder that you had.
And she thought that was steroids.
Yeah.
She thought that was fucking steroids. And I had to explain to her. I'm like, look, it's creatine. It's another form of caffeine. She's like, that's still really bad for your brain.
That's
you drink three coffees every fucking morning. Don't you tell me what's bad. And dude, there was a whole problem. But then, like, we got over it. And we still kept on going to the gym. And I would do plates. We would bench every day, man. I remember that shit. Yeah. My arms were fucking buff. Yeah. Buff. They were so buff.
Yeah, your shirts weren't fitting no more, too.
Yeah,
Your shirts were fitting tight.
They were fitting a little bit tighter. And now, like, they're still tight, but not in the belly area.
Not in the belly.
Well, no. They're not tight anymore, but in the belly area, they're pretty tight. Because, fuck, dude, I'm starting to get a gut again, man. It's fucked.
I know. Same. I'm starting to get a little. I weigh 207 pounds now.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You gained a lot.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was one point where you and I weighed the same, but it was because I was gaining a lot of muscle and like a lot of pounds just from straight muscle. Like we would work out so much that I was just getting bulky. And I think we both weighed 180. We both weighed 180 at one point. We were just like, what the fuck? We weigh 180.
That shit was cool.
She was great, man. We never did cardio though. I think that was pretty bad.
Fuck leg day.
Oh dude, leg day was fucked. I remember once we went to the gym and you were like, we're gonna do leg day. And I was like,
yeah,
no, I don't want leg day. And you were like, you know, you did that weird fucking laugh.
We're gonna do leg day.
And
fucked. We couldn't walk the next day.
Yeah, nope. That's what I was gonna say, bro. Like, literally the next day, I was like, huh, like I feel great. I get off of bed and I just kind of collapse like a transformer and just like
do.
Yeah.
Into a fucking car. You are immobilized.
Dude, I was. And then like I tried walking down the stairs. Fuck, that was horrible. I could not walk down the stairs like at all. That shit was fucked. Like, my legs were trembling. Like, I got good head the day before, but that was just not the case. Like, I just did leg day, and leg day sucks.
Fuck leg day.
I know, leg day is just horrible, bro. But I mean, you need to, man. You need to balance out the fucking workouts, you know?
Yeah. The girth. Yeah,
man. That girth.
That girth. But yeah, it would be cool if we were to end up meeting up again. Like, I mean, it just, everybody's busy now. Like, and then nobody can go out. And then, oh, so Chewy, he got a place with his girl, huh?
Yeah, he did. The Chewy is our old co-host for the podcast did, I think, only two episodes with us. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't really do much that at that time either.
Yeah, no, we there was nothing really to talk about. Well, like, it's because I don't know. I feel like from the memories of doing the Juicy Cast, my two favorite episodes were definitely the one where we got stoned together. Because that shit was
always
just, we all just have a good conversation whenever we're fucking high or on any sort of substance. And then the one with Vital. Vital's a good person to talk to. He laughs at everything, so we can make any joke and it'll just be funny.
Even when it's not funny, he's just like fucking cracking up already.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, he's a good sport. I love Vital, man. He's a good guy to talk to always. But damn, dude. Yeah, so I unfortunately have some things to do in a bit. So just to kind of end off the conversation and end off the podcast, we will be doing a lot of these more often. They will be a bit longer episodes because now we have more time to actually sit down and just converse.
And we get to hear from you guys to see what you guys want to hear, what you guys want to talk about, or just our opinions on whatever you guys want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be posting these videos on YouTube. Because it's just good to see people while they're talking, you know. Feels like you're a part of the conversation as well, or just listening on to the conversation as well.
Like you're part of the family. And on camera. For
the audio listeners on Spotify, he's doing the worm with his hands. wiggle thing with his hands.
Yeah.
Coordinated wiggle. Yeah, he looks like SpongeBob when he's doing the...
I look like SpongeBob, but black and white.
Yes. But yes, so to end off the podcast, because I unfortunately have some things to do, this is the Rick and Maddie podcast. We will be doing, like I said, a lot of these way more often. At least we're going to try to get one in at least once a week. The audio listeners will get the podcast first on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to it. Thanking our sponsor, Anchor. For allowing us to actually have a podcast in the first place, and just making things so much easier than other podcast areas will software. Not make it as easy. Software that they won't make it this easy. It's literally you could get it on your phone or on your computer, wherever you think it's easier. They take anything from MP. They take videos. And then they create it into audio. You could submit that. Just makes things a lot easier for us because
crazy. To be honest, for like a whole week, we were going crazy on how to do it.
Yeah, because to be honest, we're kind of idiots.
Yeah.
So we don't know how to work with a lot of things, but Anchor makes it easy for us. So thanking our sponsor, Anchor. First, it'll be released on Spotify, and then it will come on YouTube as a video form. So look out for that. We're going to make an Instagram very soon, post our updates on that. So you can follow us there whenever the podcast does, the podcast Instagram does come out. I'll be promoting it on my Instagram as well as Matt. Thank you very much for listening, guys. We will let you go. So
bye-bye. Go ahead and like and subscribe the video for more.
Yes. If you're listening on YouTube, please like, subscribe. We're going to be posting a lot of these more often. So. Don't be afraid to watch us talk about random shit. But yes, so I have to go. All right. But take care, y'all. Goodbye. Have yourself a blessed day. Take care.
Blessed day.